The Morning Show roving microphone visited the Singing Christmas Tree this past weekend in Muskegon. The beautiful Froenthal Center, the host, talented Mona Shores High School students singing in this largest singing tree. We give you the voices, beginning with Tony Ross, co-chair, production manager with the tree.
Here we are. Shows are all sold out, but yet you're ready to put on, what, four shows for your community that people come from all walks of life?
Absolutely. We do a community night show on Wednesdays where we actually invite senior citizens, underprivileged families who wouldn't ordinarily be able to get a seat in the show or purchase a ticket. So we do that in part with a couple of different sponsorships to bring those people in who wouldn't actually be able to see a show. And then we start our opening night on Thursday, and we do four actual sold-out shows, yes.
What is the show?
The show, Mona Shores Singing Christmas Tree, it's fantastic. We have a 67-foot-tall structure that we put about 300 choir students from Mona Shores in, and we do Christmas carols and, you know, great holiday music.
The history of this?
The history. This is our 34th year. Skip Frizzell started this back in 1985, and we used to do it at St. Francis Church here in Muskegon, and got bigger than we needed to be over there, so we came over here, and this is our third year with our brand new tree structure, and just loving it. Everything's going really well.
What makes for a tree structure?
Our tree structure is over 850 pieces of Unistrut steel that we basically build like an erector set. It's kind of the easiest way to describe it.
And who sings?
And all of the choir students from Mona Shores High School.
And there's music in the background. I trust there's a nice collaboration with some talented musicians.
We do. We also feature the Mona Shores High School Orchestra. It's a select group of 46 kids this year who come in. We have some great solos from saxophone to fiddle to flute. It's wonderful.
What are some uniquenesses about this? I mean, do other cities have singing Christmas trees?
There are a few, but none as tall as ours. We are America's tallest at 67 feet.
Now, who gets the tallest seat?
This year, the student is the Angel. So that's pretty historic route. So there's only been 30 of them, 34 of them. Lauren Jensen is the tree angel this year. So she's selected through Sean Lawton, who's the Mona Shores Choir Director, and his staff. They kind of review a kid who's, you know, just shown exemplary conduct and willingness and the love of choir for their 4 years. So you have to be a senior, and then you're chosen. And that's kind of an honorary position. It's great.
Are there monkeys involved?
We do have monkeys. So we have parent monkeys that are in the background of the tree, and they are basically there to assist the kids if a kid needs to sit down or feels faint or scratches themselves. We have different medical kits behind the tree to supply them with water or cold compress, something like that. Otherwise, if the kid is very sick, the student has to come down. They actually help get them down. And we also have a team of nurses that are on staff as well.
Do families build traditions around this occasion to see the singing Christmas tree?
Absolutely. We have people who kick off their holiday season with this, so everyone wants to get those tickets. Tickets sell out really quickly, so it's great to get in, get your seat, and this, you know, is embark on your holiday journey from here.
What do you get from this?
My biggest thing is to turn around and see all those kids' faces the first time we light up our tree. I have a daughter who's a senior this year. She's in the tree, and my son is a freshman. He's in the tree as well. So it's just warms my heart to see all those kids having such a blast.
So get our tickets early for next year?
Get your tickets early. Yes, absolutely.
Do we say break a leg or break a branch?
Break a leg.
Break a leg.
I'm Lauren Jensen, and I'm the angel of the singing Christmas tree.
So what does that mean to the person sitting in the seat?
Basically, I am at the top of the tree, and I got chosen to be the angel because of dedication that I've had throughout my 4 years of high school.
At Mona Shores.
At
yes. Mona High, yes, yes, Mona Shores. So, what is your role for this production?
Do you sing? Yeah, I don't have any solos or anything, but it's, yeah, I just am a part of it, but I get a little special recognition because of my dedication.
Now, do you wear the angel and angelic outfit?
Nope, I have the same as the rest of the choir. Yeah.
What's it like looking at the audience in this Froenthal Theater from the very top?
Some people might be really scared, but I'm actually fine with the heights. The scary thing for me, though, is like having the ladder right next to me. So that's like there's nothing buckling me in or anything. So it's like a little frightening. I feel like I'm going to fall sometimes, but I'm not.
How early do you start rehearsing this?
We start since the first day of school working on our music. And then we have rehearsals all week in the Froenthal.
And do you, is this something your classmates, you all want to do this?
Yeah, this is like one of my favorite parts of the school year.
And
And does it really get you in the mood for the holiday season?
Yes, definitely.
Tell me about your director.
Mr. Lawton, he is hands down my favorite teacher. He finds a way to make everything like personal, and he like makes connections with his students, and he just really shows a passion for music, and he has helped me find that passion as well.
So what are you going to study?
I am going to school for interior design next year.
Well, keep singing.
Definitely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bob Grievous, co-chair for the Tree Monkeys, my eighth year.
Darcy Welsh, co-chair for the Tree Monkeys, and this is my sixth year.
Wow. But what happened last year?
With the engagement?
Yes.
Well, I was in the Singing Christmas Tree over 25 years ago, and Bob and I have been co-chairing together for the last 6 years. And we're talking about getting married, and I had no clue that he was going to do it in front of the Singing Christmas Tree in front of the whole crowd on Wednesday night. So it was definitely a surprise.
What do you have to say about that?
I guess I pulled it off. I just didn't tell very many people. I think 5 people knew before it happened, and that was about it. So.
That's what I trust the Singing Christmas Tree does. It brings out the best, and it brings out tradition, and this is where it needed to happen.
Yes, I mean, we both love Christmas, and I thought, how am I going to do this with, be a total surprise, and it worked out. I mean, I didn't even put it together till about Sunday afternoon with Sean Lawton of that, and kind of incorporated a flower-giving ceremony to Cheryl Jensen, who's been doing it, and had lost a couple children for a daughter to cancer that year, and was just having a rough year, so we kind of did a 2-for-1 thing on that night, and Cheryl was in on it, but was also part for Cheryl that night as well. So
my name is Tyler Dorman. I'm the lighting designer for the Singing Christmas Tree.
So is this like where you hang out when the show opens?
Yeah, just a few last minute prep things, getting the tree ready. We got 25,000 lights in it, so it's going to be pretty bright.
Do you is it expected to go off without a hitch?
Oh yeah, yeah. The performance is solid. The kids, the students are just amazing. The orchestra is just flawless, and it's all going to work out good.
So bottom line, you sit here, explain. We've got a computer in front of you.
Yeah, actually, I'm over in the front of the house watching the tree, and I control all the lighting through a lighting desk. And, it's fun. Keeps me busy.
Now here's a picture of the tree. Let's walk over and describe it. So this is what we'll see tonight, right?
Correct. Yep. This is actually from 2015. This was the first year of the new tree.
Right. And we talked to the angel. We heard the musicians. You're in the house pushing.
Yeah.
You're over to the left.
Yep.
And you're making sure what lights up?
All these lights in the tree. There's 25,000 of them. And we got to make sure they all work beforehand and make sure they cooperate during the show.
What's dress rehearsal like?
Dress rehearsal, it's pretty much just like the show, just no audience. And we fine-tune all the details and make sure there's no kinks throughout the show and make it a solid performance.
What makes this so special for Muskegon?
It's very unique. It was previously at St. Francis. It came to the Fraunthal. We have 250 kids, 50-piece orchestra, the community gets involved, over 600 volunteers annually. It's just, everyone comes together, and it's a family.
But you are a pretty important role.
Well, no, everyone's important. Everyone's important, yep.
Trey Monkey, what's going on? What are you strapping up? Tell me about your why it's important to make sure all the straps are buckled.
All the straps have to be
what's your role tonight?
Properly. Well, I'm one of the harnessed tree monkeys.
Wait, okay, well, she just said something very, very rated R in my ear.
Yeah, rated R in the ear. We won't put that on the air. But
you're strapping it up.
Yeah, we are strapping people here. Yes, we.
Do you go to the top of the tree?
Top of the tree, top of the tree. We are the harnessed tree monkeys, so we're helping people that might need it at the highest level of the tree.
So you may go to work tonight, or you may just sit there and wait until...
Or we may just hang around. Just to hang out, just like the orangutans do.
Do you like what you do?
Absolutely, it's fun.
My name is Sean Lawton. I am director of choirs at Mona Shores High School.
So how excited is this weekend for you?
Absolutely thrilling. It's the 26th time I've done it, and I'm more excited than I've ever been.
What is your audience in store for?
A mix of holiday music that's done at a professional level, considering it's a bunch of high school age students. And, you know, the musicians, from the singers to the orchestra, are all just top-notch, hardworking kids. And you're going to hear an eclectic mix of holiday music.
Describe your set.
The set is a 67-foot structure. It reaches 5 stories in the air, topped with a beautiful star, namely 2 stars, one being a real person, the angel of our tree, and the other, the big gold star you see up top, and it's covered with 25,000 lights. We even surround half the stage with the orchestra and the other half the stage with kids who we can't fit in the tree, but they're in the program, so we have to find somewhere for them.
How exciting is this for the kids?
It's thrilling. To be able to sing for this many people is something that I have alumni come back, you know, year after year to see this, and they say, I remember the moments I had in this tree for the rest of my life. It's really special.
Those monkeys have important roles, right?
Oh, the monkeys are vital. You know, they're behind every level of the tree. There's at least 30 of them back there. Anytime a kid needs to get out of that tree, and that's not often, but when they do, you have to do it safely. It's a whole different world on the other side.
Tradition that will last forever, you think?
I do. I mean, at 34 years, how's it going to stop?
And what are you holding in your hand?
I am holding lighted batons that were made specifically for Skip Frizzell, the first director. These are 34 years old. They're just mag lights. But someone figured out that you could put this on the end of it, and it becomes a conducting baton.
Well, it's almost showtime, so let's get you into prep mode. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is Kelly DeRose. I'm the orchestra director at Mona Shores High School.
So is this a big deal for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's a big deal for the whole entire Mona Shores community. Absolutely.
Tell me about your orchestra. Who are these kids?
Yeah, these kids are high school students. They're sophomores through seniors. And these are the outstanding musicians of our high school.
What are we? Are we strings? Are we brass?
We're a full orchestra. So we have strings, we have the brass, we have woodwinds, we have percussion who join us.
And so how soon do you start playing Christmas music with the kids?
The wind players, we start first thing in September. And so it seems a little unreal to be able to do Christmas music first thing out the gate. But our string players, we do a fall concert for the strings. And then right after that fall concert, we begin with our holiday music.
Do we just watch your back the whole night?
Generally, yes. I do get to turn around every once in a while and give a bow. But most of the time, yeah, you're watching my arms from back.
Nice. How do you know you've done a good job?
You know, when we hear that great applause in the audience, when we get that appreciative applause from them, and, you know, when I see smiles on the kids' faces, we know we've done it.
Do you ever have to stand in with the, you know, as a violinist if a kid is sick?
Oh, no, of course not. We let the kids do that job. I'm the one who gets to wave my hands.
Yeah, Larry Halverson, the public relations director for the Mona Shores Singing Christmas Tree.
And I'm Chris Bernaw, and I'm on the Mona Shores School Board, and a big fan of Muskegon and Mona Shores.
And here we are. We're about ready. Oh, she's got sparkly brights on. We are ready to witness the singing Christmas tree. Where are we going to sit? Up on the balcony?
We are. We're up on the balcony, which is one of the best views of the tree. You don't have to crane your neck that way because it is 67 feet tall.
Larry, your kids have been there, done that with this. What was that like as a parent?
Oh, I was very proud of my kids, and they were proud to be in it, too, you know, And my kids still come back as alumni, and they witness the tree again. They watch it every year, and you can't get enough of it. It starts the holiday season.
Now, are the kids standing the whole time and kind of right next to each other like they're like part of the tree?
They are, absolutely, standing on small platforms, and I just am amazed. I'm so proud of those kids. It's quite a thing to stand up in the tree.
What's this do for, I mean, the high school gets pretty cool name recognition this weekend.
Absolutely. We are America's largest singing Christmas tree, and we're known around the world. We had articles all around the world last year.
It was interesting. A couple of years ago, it got in the Baden-Baden in Germany, and one of Sean's former exchange students contacted him and said the singing Christmas tree was in our newspaper. Yeah, yeah.
So we've had a little tour backstage. What do you think about backstage, never having been there before?
It's amazing, the work that goes into this tree. I think they've been building for a week now, Larry? Is it?
Well they start Saturday morning at 6 o'clock.
There go the monkeys. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, they start at 6 o'clock in the morning with the Boy Scouts taking 10 rows of chairs out here at the Frauenthal and storing them down below. And this tree actually sits on the floor of the Frauenthal.
Now, the monkeys are going up, which means these are the protectors of the kids. They're all, like,
belted in case they need to protect.
Yep, there are some that are at the very top of the tree that are actually harnessed in, and then the other monkeys will be just on risers, and they kind of watch out for the kids, make sure if anyone's feeling a little, you know, hiatus and
take you away.
Anxious, they
Who is in the audience, Larry?
We have people from all over the country, actually. We have seven tour buses coming in this year. Seven tour buses coming in from the Midwest, and a lot of it is community. And this year, the tickets sold out in like 3 hours' time. So we went through 6,000 tickets in 3 hours. So.
And do your kids come back and see this after they've been there, done that?
Absolutely. One of the things at the end of the show they do is have the alumni from the choir come up and sing the school song.
We were just in a selfie because the monkey.
So yeah, it's really cool to see all the alumni, the choir alumni, come back, and it's such a great community event, not just for our school but for the whole community.
And this will be here hopefully forever.
Well, yes, yeah, yeah. Well, the tree itself will actually come down Sunday, but
the tradition will live on and on.
Yes, it's been 34 years.
This might not work in March.
No, not at all.
All right, let's go see the show.
Enjoy.